After today's practice in Berea, Browns head coach Mike Pettine addressed the media about what he hopes to see from the team on Monday night and laid out some of the plans for his specific player rotations.
Yeah, I'll reach out to Jay before we head down there, but I'm not. It's his plan. It's his plan. It's his football team, and we'll if we have to make some adjustments to get the matchups we want, then we will. I'm not sure. I think we might. I wouldn't be surprised if we held him and let him play next week, just because he's been here such a short period of time. I know it would be tempting because he's played in Washington, knows their defense. I think it would be tempting to do that. But Connor's a guy that's worked hard through camp, and if we don't feel Rex is completely ready, probably more physically than mentally, then you'll probably see Connor get some reps over Rex. Well, I just thought it went a little too far. I understand, and I've spoken on fights before that's going to happen sometimes. It's the price in doing business, but I thought we got out of the realm of being good teammates. And also, I just think overall practice to that point I thought was a little too sloppy for my liking. So it was kind of a culmination of the sloppiness and then the length of the fight. So the thing I was pleased about is how they responded after. That I thought they were sharp, they were focused. They practiced how they should, but I just told them after that, you know, we don't need a traumatic event to kind of snap us back into place. That we need to be mature enough, professional enough to be able to handle tough circumstances and practice well. I just want to see him go out there and execute. I mean, it wasn't a ton of work that we got against Detroit. Just want to see him go out, and as any coach would, you want to see your guys get better. You should be able to take that next step, whether it's communication, whether it's execution of a technique, just playing with each other, I think, is important. Understanding where the guy next to me is going to be and the communication during the game, and then just the stuff when they come off to the side, looking at the still prints, just the mechanics of all the stuff you get on game day that you don't get in practice. I think all that we need to take a step forward. Not just on defense, but the whole team with that as well. I am. I'm very pleased, especially on the back end. I think Jeff Hafley's done an outstanding job with that group. That they communicate well, and we've gotten a lot of quality reps with them together. It's good. It's been good to see Gilbert out there the last couple of days playing with those guys. Looking forward to see him on Monday night against some top caliber receivers. Yeah, I'm not sure how long he'll be, but. But we think he should be available for the opener. He injured his thumb, but we're confident that he should be ready to go for Pittsburgh. Yeah, that we might play without a nickel and just play with the third safety. You know, Kaywan Williams got a little nicked up. We're not sure what his availability is going to be. Nelson's another guy that could play inside if he had to. He's been primarily playing outside. So that's all stuff that we need to get with Joe Sheehan and kind of see where we are. Health-wise, and then go ahead and build a lineup accordingly. I think he's had if you were ranking guys at how good a camp they had, he'd be right up there at the top. I mean, he goes out every day, competes, smile on his face, loves to play. And he's had his share of mistakes. I think the holding stuff's quieted down ever since Half and those guys put the gloves on him. But I think he's a guy that's improved, and he loves to compete. And he doesn't just want to hand a job over to Justin Gilbert, and that's why it's I don't think you can have enough corners in today's NFL, and Buster's a guy that's going to have an important role for us.